If you're interested about your skin health and aging, we have award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. And she's going to address just that. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be here. And what I wanted to talk about is how skin health and aging are closely connected and how our skin ages can be influenced by some of the things we choose to do, like our lifestyle and environmental exposures, and some of the things we have no control over, like our genetics. So with aging, our skin has decreased collagen and elastin. These are the proteins that give the skin structure and firmness, stretch and give. Our skin gets thinner with age. There's a reduction of moisture. There's slower cell turnover. There's a loss of fat under the layer of skin, and that can give us more pronounced wrinkles and a hollow appearance. And we may get hyperpigmentation or age spots or liver spots due to sun exposure over time. And our skin's ability to repair itself from ultraviolet damage diminishes as we age. So there's a lot of factors that can affect skin aging, and as we all know, sun exposure is probably number one. It damages the skin by breaking down that collagen and elastin. We get wrinkles and fine lines and the hyperpigmentation, and that process is called photoaging. But you may not be aware that lifestyle has an impact as well. Smoking, poor diet, lack of sleep, excessive alcohol consumption, all can cause premature aging. Some people just have the genetics where their skin looks great even as they age, and other people are more sensitive and are more predisposed to wrinkles or sagging. And we know that hormonal changes during menopause with that decrease in estrogen can lead to a loss of skin elasticity and dryness. So there are tips for doing better. And what would you think is the number one tip? Sun protection. It's advised to use sunscreen daily, even on cloudy days, as the most effective way to prevent further skin aging. And you want to use a broad spectrum SPF of 30 or higher. Hydration is important, and whether you're moisturizing or whether you're drinking lots of water, hydration is really important. A healthy diet is helpful with the antioxidants and vitamins like vitamin C and omega-3 fatty acids to help protect the skin from damage. And those are foods that we've talked about before, like berries, leafy greens, nuts, and fish. We know that the retinoids, like retinol, are vitamin A derivatives, and that can stimulate collagen production and improve skin texture. But for some people, it can be irritating. So if you're going to use that, you really want to be careful and speak to your doctor or pharmacist first. We think that avoiding smoking and excessive alcohol is really important because of dehydration, and smoking reduces blood flow to the skin, leading to a dull complexion. So among everything else that we say about smoking is it's not great for your skin. And finally, with skincare, some people scrub and rub much too much. You want to be gentle with your skin. Your skin is a living organ, and you really want to take care of it. So bottom line, put on sunscreen, drink more water, think about the antioxidants, and take good care of your skin.
Once again, useful advice in clear language. If you want to take charge of your health, think of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available across Canada in any bookstore, and you can ask them to order it in, or on Amazon, or log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special reason, feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. You'll be glad to have this book and refer to it. It will make sense of medical advice and help you make good decisions. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for that information about our skin. We can protect it once we know how.
Exactly.